shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, Monday through Friday, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills wanted me to make this statement, and that is that he is open for business, he loves serving steaks, and that his commercial will be, and I'm quoting directly, Bud, you have the quote.
Yeah, well, you want me to...
Go ahead.
That the commercial that he's going to do will not have the fat... Well, he said there won't be the fat ass. He didn't say woman, though.
Did he tell you to write this down? Is that what he wrote down?
No, that's what he said to me.
Well, what did you write down?
That the commercial he'll do won't... There'll be no fat asses in it.
All right, let me say this. He said...
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's not what he wanted me to say. I thought you wrote down what he said. He said that the commercial will reflect the high standards of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said the commercial won't have any fat asses in it. Okay? Ted was very worried that the wrong impression was left, and I assured him that we will, if there's any damage control that needs to be done, and I don't think that there is, we can certainly do it. I've eaten at Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's a great place. But I have to tell you, after 45 minutes of talking about the bear pit...
Yeah, I want to go to the bear pit.
That sounds like a pretty good place to go, too. I mean, because I tell you, when this diet is finished, Jack, I'm taking you guys out for huge barbecue.
Really?
Yes.
Can we go somewhere else? Yeah, can we get sushi instead?
No, we can't get sushi instead, no.
Oh. But what do you want to do?
Get barbecue. I thought you guys liked it.
What about, I got a great idea. What about Tommy Burger?
Oh, well, that's it. Forget it.
No, please.
No, that's it. Tommy's Burger. No. When I finally get to 210, man, and I have my big meal after the huge loss of weight, because you'll understand, when I get to 210, I will have lost 79 pounds, man. I could be on one of those commercials where the guy's holding up the huge pants.
Yeah, did you find them huge pants?
I did. I found a pair of big pants near the dryer at the house. And I went, I'll be a son of a gun. I bet you these are my old pants. And actually, they belonged to an ex-girlfriend. They were...
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, they were my pants. And they were huge. All right, 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us here from Bradley Military Academy is R.C. Collins. R.C., you wanted to comment, and R.C. is a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy. And I know you wanted to call in and pay your respects concerning the passing of Sylvester Stallone's son.
Yes, sir. We had read about it. I did. I was asked by other cadets, junior cadets, members of my squad and my platoon, to represent them in expressing our condolences to Mr. Stallone on the loss of his son. Sylvester Stallone has been a very inspirational character, I think, in the movies that he does. You know, I know he's not really done soldier work, but it has been an inspiration. I know that Cadet Watson, right, when you saw Rambo, Cadet Watson, when he saw Rambo, I know Cadet Filamonte, I know when you've seen a couple of movies that he done that was, you know, like they were their Rambo movies too, yeah. And I did too, and I've always, it's been inspiring for me, and I wanted to express that our condolences. But we also wanted to point out, Mr. Henry, to any of your audience, people that don't know, that it's possible, and I just read a preliminaries report from the Los Angeles coroner office that said it might have been pills.
And yes, I saw that as well. This poor kid... This young man was Sylvester Stallone's son. Was found, and the, initially, Sage Stallone, which is his name, was thought to have died from an overdose. But they got to wait for the coroner.
Well, I know, yeah, but I mean, well, so who said that it was pills?
I think that was the speculation, perhaps, of the police. It might have been the initial speculation of some doctors that the news media contacted. But the coroner's report is. the report.
Well, okay, so, and I'm glad that you, I'm glad you said that, because I think it's very important that the coroner gets it right, because if what I suspected and what the other people suspected is right, then I think that, I'm simply speaking as a military cadet, that they better get it right. And I forgot what I was going to say. When Michael Jackson died, Mr. Henry, there was the reports that it was drugs and everything, and they had a man on TV, and his name was Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
And he said that there was doctors that were dealing these drugs in Hollywood, and he said that he knew the names of them and that he'd give the names to the, or he didn't say that, but he said he knew that there was doctors that was, you know,
prescribing drugs.
Yeah, they were prescribing drugs. And you said to him at the time, well, you didn't say it to him, but you said on the show, yeah, well, if you know, then why don't you go to the police?
Yes, I did.
Well, we agree with that. And so why hasn't Deepak, you know,
Deepak Chopra.
Why hasn't he gone to the police and gotten them to arrest these guys?
I don't know. I don't know that Mr. Chopra, I might not have heard him right. He was saying that the city is filled with doctors that basically write prescriptions without really doing a thorough medical evaluation, because these clients of theirs are people that they have prescribed these prescriptions for before. It's like just a prescription mill.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy. But the thing that I think was wrong was
Deepak Chopra. Do you need to write it down?
Write this down, man. Deepak Chopra. It can't be Chopra. Is it Chopra?
No, it's not Chopra. It's Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, I didn't think it could be that. It's not. No, guy's name's not going to be Chopra. Is it possible there are people named that, Mr. Henry? Or
I don't know. Of course I don't. Why would I be the guy that knows that?
Well, I mean, I just, okay, it's not. So, this guy, Mr., let me read it. Deepak Chopra had.
If you got a guy there that knows how to write and spell, have him write this down.
Okay. Watson, come here.
Let me talk to him.
Well, he wants to talk to you. Because he wants you to write it down. Here.
What's this kid's name?
This is Cadet Watson. Here.
Hello?
Yeah, Cadet Watson?
Uh-huh.
Okay, write this down, okay, man?
Yeah.
Deepak. D.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Well, write it down.
Well, on a crayon?
I gave you a pen.
I need a crayon.
Get him a crayon.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, Mr. Henry. We'll be with you in a minute. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Wait. Did you give him a pen?
You can't write with a pen?
Uh-uh.
You have to understand something, Mr. Henry. That Cadet Watson is probably the best shot in the platoon. And it's the reason why that we have him in our class and in our platoon is he's the best shot. But he's only raised up in the hillbilly areas, and he only learned how to write with a crayon.
God. And he's in high school.
Stand by.
Give me that. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
D-E-E.
D-E-E?
Yes.
Okay.
P-A-K. All right, capital.
Hold on.
Don't go too fast.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay.
D-E-E.
All right, I got that. All right.
I mean, all right.
Yeah?
D-E-E.
I got it.
Yeah, he already has D-E-E.
P-A-K.
P-A-K?
No, P as in Paul.
P as in what?
As in Paul.
P as in Paul. You know how to spell Paul? P as in, like, what's another word that starts with P, Mr. Henry?
Peter.
Peter? Not.
Okay.
P-A-K.
P-A?
Oh, my God.
Well, Mr. Henry,
Hold on. I got to take a break. We'll be back to me spelling this word for this guy.
Okay. I got it. Before, can you just tell me one thing?
What?
I got D-E-E-D-E-E-D-E-E-P-A-K.
What the hell is it?
Well, you said it three times.
Hold on for a minute. Just hold on for a minute. Yeah, that's right. His name is D.D. Deepak Chhoda. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth.
He was raised in the
bitch.
Hillbilly areas.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, he was, and he only learned how to do it with a crayon.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right. Look, I can't waste a whole lot of time here with this, all right?
I understand it, Mr. Henry, and I'm sorry, but we just wanted to make sure that we had the name because I think you made a very good point about that when you were talking about that.
All right, I'm going to spell this name for you guys. You got to get a guy here who's going to spell it right.
We've got our Cadet Watson who...
Cadet Watson sounds like... I don't want to insult the kid. Is he there?
Hey, Watson. Get over here. Get over here.
What?
I know, it's a cat. Big deal. Come here. It's a cat. Big deal.
Okay, get him over there, will you? I'm wasting time.
You got to get over here, Watson, or he's going to get mad.
Huh?
Okay. Cadet Watson?
Uh-huh.
All right, you ready to finish out spelling this name?
Well, it's not D-D-D.
No, it's D. Start all over again.
Well, give me a piece of paper.
God, how many pieces of paper do you need?
Hold on.
Okay, has he got it?
He's petting the cat.
Okay, get the cat out of there so I can spell. You know, kid, I have you scheduled for this hour.
Yes, sir, I understand. Come here, Watson.
What cat?
Come here, I'll kill that cat. I will kill it. You know I will.
No.
I'll kill it.
Hey, hold on for a minute. What are you talking about?
You won't get away from the cat, Mr. Henry, and the only thing that we can do is strangle it.
No, it's not the only thing you can do. Let him pet the cat. Get somebody else that's there that knows how to spell.
Let's see.
How about you?
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I got it.
I should have asked you originally.
You should have, yeah.
Okay. D-E...
Hold on, wait. Hold on. Out of ink. Give me a pen.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I was serious. I'll strangle the cat, because you wouldn't get away from it.
Shut up. Okay,
I got a pen. Okay.
You know, R.C., if I thought for any minute that you were messing with me...
Sir, I swear to God, Mr. Henry, we called up because we wanted to do, and I wanted to say about the... And I'm sorry I can't pronounce his name. It's a very difficult name to do.
It's Deepak Chopra. Are you ready to spell it?
Yes, sir.
D?
D or T?
D, as in devil, as in damn it.
Okay, D?
E-E.
Okay, but that's only two E's, right? Because that's what Cadet Watson, he's writing like seven or nine.
There's two E's. D?
As in devil.
E-E.
Okay.
P, as in Peter.
P as in Peter, A-K?
A-K, Deepak.
Okay.
Chopra, C?
As in?
Oh, come on, C as in cat.
I'm sorry, well, just said cat. C as in cat.
H?
What?
H.
C-H.
O?
O.
P as in Peter.
P as in Peter.
R.
R.
A.
A. Well, that says what it's supposed to say, but I still can't pronounce it.
You still can't pronounce Deepak Chopra.
I know, but it's hard. Deepak Chopra. I want to say Chopra, but I know there's an R in there.
Yeah, that's right. There's an R in there.
In any event, Mr. Henry, I mean, I just came on your show because we wanted to say that we feel that that guy... should turn over the names of the doctors that he knows. If he doesn't know the names, get the cat. The cat ran away, Watson. if he doesn't know the names of if he
What is wrong with you guys?
What do you mean?
well, there's one guy chasing a cat, doesn't know how to spell otherwise with a, unless with a crayon, and you're going, iffy, 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 iffy.
I got an allergy, Mr. Henry.
And that causes you to stutter?
No, it's not a stuttering. It's an allergy that affects my ability to control what I'm seeing and what I'm thinking. In other words, my mind goes faster than my mouth.
And that's an allergy?
Yes, sir.
Who told you it was an allergy?
A neurologist.
A neurologist told... Did you go to a doctor and have allergy tests?
Yes, sir.
What are you allergic to?
Cheese.
Did you eat cheese tonight?
I believe I did. I believe they had cheese in the... Didn't they have cheese in the...
They had goat.
Watson said they had goat cheese in what was it, the salad? Yeah, goat cheese in the salad.
Okay. Well, shouldn't you stay away from that stuff?
Well, we knew we was going to be on the air with you. And I grabbed Watson and a couple other guys from the platoon, and we come on down here to the payphone.
Aren't you guys allowed to have cell phones?
No. Cell phones are for civilians and for weak, baby, teenage boys that aren't men. We're men, Mr. Henry. Yeah, I know, we're in high school and we're in a military academy, but we don't mess with no cell phones, and we're not on the phone talking to our girlfriend. We're either out going through, you know, like... We're doing PT all the time, like 99.999, or however you say that, other day, we're doing PT. And then we're back in the classroom, then we study, then we go back out PT. Right, and Watson, that's why Watson's so stupid, because he's been dropped on his head out there doing PT. He walked right into a hand grenade one time, and everything.
And you guys are, what do you mean a hand grenade?
It was some piece of ordnance that they didn't know was in there, but he survived it.
Okay, you know, I don't know. So, in any event, I apologize, and I understand, you know, all I asked you was what you were doing on a cell phone, but I mean...
No, we're on a payphone. God!
We're on a payphone, okay, but I just was wondering how all these things fall. I don't know anything about your school, okay?
Yes, sir, I understand that.
And I don't know what you guys are required to do, and I don't know who you're talking to, you know, but we're going to get some phone calls to talk about this issue. I think it's an important issue.
What we felt, Mr. Henry. We want to get a big thing about you talking to Watson, and he's all, you know, durr, durr. Yeah, Watson, that's what you sound like. You sound like, durr. Who am I being? He's got retard strength.
All right, easy.
Get the phone, Watson. Don't ever think I won't drop you, man. I will drop you like a bad habit, man.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Hey, don't bait the guy. Now, I think it's an important thing that you were talking about.
Get the phone back, man. God, tell him to give me the phone back, Mr. Henry.
Get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Watson, let him have the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
If you guys don't keep it together, I don't know what's going on there, okay? I don't know. You got a school there?
It's a military academy, Mr. Henry. It's not some place where sissy playboys whip out their cell phone and talk to their girlfriend because they need nurturing because their mommy isn't around, so they got to call. You know, we're getting ready to eat our own guts and go psycho and everything else.
Yeah. I got that, okay?
I'll go psycho on you.
Shut up.
Hey, let me talk to that guy again.
Mr. Henry wants to talk to you.
If you keep grabbing that phone, Watson, I'm going to get Commandant Wireman to kick your ass.
Okay.
Yeah, you heard that, man.
Don't bait the guy. I already said what I needed to say. Leave him alone. So we're going to talk about Deepak Chopra. We're going to talk about the doctors in Hollywood that may be giving these prescriptions to these young people, these actors of all ages, actually. My question is, why are you interested in this? Beyond the fact that Sylvester Stallone's son... may have died this way. Why do you guys at Bradley have an interest in this?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, it was because we were inspired by Sylvester Stallone. But also, Mr. Henry, you know, we're here to defend our country, and we love it so very dearly. And if we see that the internal workings of the society is coming apart, it was like, you know, I was talking to one of my teachers, Captain Lawrence, who was saying, because he teaches us history, and he's saying, you know, America's worth defending, but you got to know about America, know what its weak points are and strong points, you know, because there may be areas you want to defend America, but not all of it.
And what do you mean, not all of it?
Well, I mean, you do want to defend all of it, but I don't really want to defend no you know, douchebag or anything like that. And
all right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. R.C. Collins and Cadet Watson from the Military Academy, Bradley Military Academy, on the drug-pushing, prescription-milling doctors in Hollywood. Did they have anything to do with the passing of Sylvester Stallone's son, Sage Stallone? 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. And next hour is our news and information hour. We have R.C. Collins at Bradley Military Academy on the line with us. We also have, I guess, one of his other cadet friends there. Cadet Watson is with them. And we're talking about the death of Sage Stallone. Was it a drug overdose? And we don't know that it was a drug overdose, R.C. And again, as I say, we won't know until the coroner's report is in.
I know that part, Mr. Henry, but what I'm saying is if it's a drug overdose and Deepak, you know, like I said, I
you're having a hard time with that name. I get it.
I mean, Deepak Chopra or
Deepak, if you could want to call him DP.
Well, that's. I mean, I'd rather, you know.
Because you're butchering his name.
Deepak Chopra.
Deepak Chopra. All right. In any event.
Well, I think rather than get hung up on some drug dealer's name, Mr. Hendry, you know.
Whoa. You're calling him a drug dealer?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why?
Because if he knew that there's drug dealers in Hollywood and the doctors are giving out prescriptions to these, to the actors and everything. And, hey, hold on. Phil, I'm sorry, Mr. Hendry, but I just need to ask this lady a question.
Go ahead.
Hey, ma'am. Do you have tater tots? Do you have tater tots?
Where are you at?
We're down in the mess hall getting some chow.
What time is your curfew?
Well, the underclassmen, it's 10 o'clock, but we're juniors and seniors is 1. Or if we want to on a Friday night, I mean. You want tater tots?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, ma'am? Ma'am?
I got tater tots.
I know, hold on. Ma'am?
Jeez.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
Do you have tater tots?
Oh, I got tater tots.
I know you do, Watson. Yeah, Watson wants tater tots. He's my friend. Do you have tater tots? Can you get some? Can you get them? Can you freeze them? Can you unfreeze them? However they do that?
They're going to thaw them. Defrost.
Yeah. Can you thaw them or defrost? What's it called?
Defrost, man. You never heard of that?
Is that... Oh, that's the button on the microwave. I'm sorry.
I get tater tots.
Hold on. Can you defrost them?
God, man. You know, R.C., I got to move on here.
No, hold on, Mr. Henry. We're trying to eat and, you know.
Yeah, you're trying to eat and talk on a talk show at the same time. I get it.
God, man. You got tater tots? Hey, you. You got tater tots?
Who are you talking to?
Just this guy.
Is he a cadet?
Are you a cadet here? No, he's like 40.
Didn't have a little respect.
Hey. What's your name? Hey, William, do you have a tater tots?
I want to get tater tots.
Yeah, we got to get some tater tots going here, man. You don't know. See this guy with me? His name's Watson. He wants some tater tots. Well, yeah, I'm sure it's low blood sugar, but you got to get a tater tot. You want tater tots?
I get a tater tot.
What about something else, like French fries?
No.
All right, hold on.
What's up with your friend?
He wants tater tots. Can you get tater tots? No, not French fries. You don't want them. What about steak fries?
No.
All right. God. Yeah, you don't know, man. I'm telling you, if you don't get him tater tots, you don't know what he's capable of. You don't want to know what he's capable of. I've seen it. Hey, okay, all right. Hold on, Watson. So, Mr. Henry,
Boy, that was like, you know... Okay, go ahead.
What?
It's just taking too much time.
So, Mr. Henry, what I was saying about Deepak Chopra.
Okay, that, you know, I give up.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm a tater tot. Hey, get this guy off of me, will you?
Hey, tater tot. Come on, Watson. Come on, he's back, buddy. You got a tater tot?
Yeah? How come he's not? Yeah. I'm about to give him some steak fries.
No, man, don't give him no steak fries. Don't give him no steak fries, man. He'll choke you out, dude. He'll choke you out.
I'll choke you out? Hey, don't choke me out. I'll choke you out.
What do we got going on here?
Well, hold on for a minute. You see this guy here? This is the one guy I know that most likely be able to kick Michael Myers' ass. Think about that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about? You just think about that for a second, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Wait, whoa. At least include me in the conversation here, because, you know, this is really ridiculous. If we're talking about Deepak Chogan, Chopra, Chodaman, whatever you want to call him, and you're talking about your friend here getting tater tots.
All right, hold on. This is a guy. I'm on the radio right now on the Phil Henry Show. You're going to...
I never heard of him.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
This guy, this young man here, is, we're closing up the kitchen here. The mess hall's open until 11:38. They come in, they're demanding tater tots. And then he says, this guy's going to choke me out.
And who is?
He's got this big, tall freak with him, one of the cadets. This guy's a big freak.
I want to get tater tots.
Yeah, see?
Hey, hold on for a minute. He's got a freak. He threatened to sick this freak on me. And I said, hey, bring it. And the kid says something about Michael Myers. And
it's a horror movie character.
A horror movie? Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you what, my friend, he could, hey, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, the punk. Michael Myers, my bitch.
See?
I could care less.
Would you just get the kid his tater tots?
All right, I'm just telling you.
Do you have tater tots?
Yeah, I got tater tots.
Look it, I'll buy the whole damn evening supply of food, however much it costs. I'll pay your overtime.
Who am I talking to?
My name's Phil Henry. We're on the air right now on a radio show.
You pay my overtime.
I'll pay you guys your time, and I'll pay you double time. Whatever you get, I'll double that, okay? How many people you got in there?
Knocked off. Just you don't have to pay them.
So they don't have to work. You get the tater tots going for this kid, and I'll make it worth your while, okay?
All right.
Yeah, see, Mr. Henry's going to do it.
Michael Myers is my bitch.
Yeah, Michael Myers is his bitch.
I never heard of Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is his bitch. All right, can we get back to Deepak Chodaman?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got to feed Watson, man. All right.
What is this guy, your dog or something?
He's my friend, Watson. Aren't we friends?
We're friends. Always friends.
Yeah, see? And Watson's the best shot in the platoon.
Great.
So anyway, Deepak, what do you think about Deepak Chopra?
I hate him.
Yeah, see? Watson hates him, too. And if Watson hates him...
Yeah. So Deepak Chodaman, or you actually said Chopra.
I did.
So they better watch out. Him and Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is my bitch. Michael Myers is my wife.
Michael Myers is his wife. So anyway, Mr. Henry, I believe... Can you tell those ladies to shut up?
Hey, shut up.
Anyway, I believe, Mr. Henry, that Deepak choked him.
You just said it good.
I believe that that man has a lot to answer for, and that's what I believe in.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're getting a kid fed. We're trying to figure out how to pronounce Deepak Chopra. I can't hear a thing that's going on. We've got a million and one things happening in the background here. Let's go to a phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Sadler, how you doing tonight, sir?
Phil, I'm good. I was listening to the conversation here. I wanted to talk a little bit with the young man. Your name is Ashi?
Yes, sir.
And, R.C., my name is Dr. Sadler. I'm a psychologist. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
And the man that's with you, his name is what?
Well, his name's Watson. You can talk to him. I mean, he can talk.
Oh, could I talk to Watson for a moment?
Yeah, okay, Watson, it's a doctor. He's got a lisp, so watch out.
Hold on for a minute.
Hello?
Hold on. Could you give the phone back to R.C., please?
Hello?
Yes, Errol Watson. Watson. This is Dr. Tabler.
Hello?
Watson, this is Phil. Give the phone back to R.C.
Yeah?
What do you mean, saying I got a lisp? I mean, I've got a speech impediment. I understand that. But to hand the phone over to your friend and to prejudice me before I'm able to ascertain what's really going on with your friend.
Well, I mean that. Well, I came on the show to talk about Deepak Chopra and
yeah, well, no, but Dr. Sadler, you know, RC, you came on to talk about Deepak Chopra, but you've been introducing your friend Watson and his tater tot addiction and the telephone and the fight you guys almost got in. I mean, you're the guy that has brought all these other elements to the phone conversation. So Dr. Sadler is on to find out a little bit more about that. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, sir. That's fine. They want to talk to you.
Hello?
All right. Well, hold on. I'm not done talking to RC.
Hello?
I'm not done talking to RC.
Are you talk funny?
I want to speak to RC, please.
What happened to your mouth?
I want to talk to...
Will you get RC on the phone, Watson? Is that your name?
Hello?
Yes, Watson. It's Phil Hendry.
Get
him the phone.
Yeah. RC Collins here.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, will you listen to Dr. Sadler, please?
I was listening to
him. No, you were not, R.C. You kept giving the phone over to Watson until I was able to conclude my series of comments to you, if you don't mind.
All right, what do you... Go ahead.
First of all, before you handed the phone to him, I heard you say he's got a lisp. I don't have a lisp. I actually have a speech impediment due to an injury.
And what happened?
At one time, I had an animal act that I did in a circus. This was when I couldn't get licensed in a certain state. And that is a discussion for another day. I had been a licensed psychologist. I didn't want to bring this up, Phil.
Well, all right. You want me to...
Please.
Dr. Sadler was licensed in the state of New Jersey. There was a problem. He got decertified, and he had to make ends meet before he could get his license in other states.
So he took a job as an animal act in the circus?
Yeah. I don't know.
You said you wouldn't laugh, and you're laughing. That's a breach of trust.
Well, I mean, are you talking to me?
No, he's talking to me. I apologize, Dr. Sadler.
When you laugh, Phil, you laugh with... You're really laughing at your own insecurities.
Hello?
And is that the man? Tell your friend that I'm not done talking to Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, but he expected you to talk to him.
Talking to me.
I understand, and I was talking to you, and then some other things started, and I got to talk to Mr. Hendry.
Talk to the doctor. Dad, where's the man with the funny mouth?
The man with...
See, that's what you started. That's what you started, Bossy. Phil... When you bring up the fact that I had an animal act and you go, ha, 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 which is what I heard you do, it's not a laugh. It's more like a smirk or a snort of disbelief and contempt.
No, no, not at all.
Yes, it was. And,
I think it's kind of funny, Dr. Sadler, that you got, what happened? Did you kill a patient or something?
No,
I did not kill a patient. No, I did not kill a patient. No, I did not kill a patient. All right?
Do you want to tell him what happened?
I became involved with one of my patients, and it was an ethical transgression for which I will forever be sorry. It didn't matter to the state that we were very much in love. Okay? And I think the thing that, you know, that he was... He was a man.
Oh, my God. You hunched a guy?
Hello?
Mr. Hendry.
Now, you're married, right?
I am married, and I'm married to something that you... Believe me, kid, if you saw my wife, you'd want... In the New York minute, you'd want a piece of it. So...
What are you doing having sex with a dude?
It was a moment of weakness.
Hello?
Would you tell that retard... I just said something I didn't want to say. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, and I'm very shocked.
I'm sorry.
I'm very shocked. We got to take a break.
Hello?
Shut up, Watson.
See?
I'm very shocked, Dr. Sadler, that you would use a word like that. I expect it from everybody else. I don't expect it from a psychologist. 877-876-PHIL. Would you turn that down, bud?
I want to see if they're saying anything.
Hello?
Now, turn it off. Phil Hendry's show will be right back.
Truth is our bitch.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Hold on. We got a real nut. This is a very nutty situation. I don't want to hear those words. And we're also in that very loud mess hall, RC. If there's any way that you and Watson can find a quieter spot, I would very much appreciate it, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll try, but they're cleaning the kitchen up right now. And I said to them, because the juniors and seniors, we have lights out at 1 a.m. on Friday night, that they ought to keep it open.
I'm Michael Myers.
Hey, hold on for a minute, Mr. Hendry. Mr. Hendry, if I could, because I was your caller.
Yes, I want to hear from Dr. Sadler.
But he called Watson a retard.
Hold on for a minute. No more of that.
I apologize to you, Watson. This is Dr. Sadler. Watson, are you there?
I want to shrink Michael Myers' head and hang it from the rearview mirror of my Hummer.
That is so rad. I don't want to talk about that.
Hold on. Answer the doctor's question.
That's radical.
I'm going to shrink Michael Myers' head.
I don't, right, Watson, this is Dr. Sadler, and I don't want to talk about Michael Myers right now. You know that Michael Myers is a fictitious person? You know that Michael Myers is a fictitious person? No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Who was whispering just then? Was that R.C.? Who was whispering to you, Watson? Hello, Watson?
Uh-huh.
Who was whispering to you saying, no, he's not?
Nobody.
I heard it, too. Who was it? Was it you, R.C.?
No.
You see, what's going on here is you got this kid. He's about... I've seen this, Phil, because I did my internship in one of the wildest, most unrestrained, and some of the sickest people. I did my internship at a place called Wallowbrook, and it's not so much a psychiatric hospital as it is a containment area. Believe me when I tell you, to do an internship there is like doing an internship in hell.
I've never... Wallowbrook?
Yes. And it's not, they tried calling it a hospital, and the doctors themselves admitted that it's not so much a hospital as it is a ranch, or a farm or something, or a zoo.
What's the call? I got to look that one up. Is you saying you're going to send Watson there? You better not.
No, I am not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all.
He might send you to Wallowbrook.
I'm going to make Michael Myers my bitch and have his head hanging from a rearview mirror.
That is the most radical...
You see, when you express those violent thoughts, Watson, you're only hurting yourself. Do you have a mother and a father?
No, I didn't have a mother and father. I came out of the ass of a goat.
All right, hey! You know, you're encouraging him to do this.
What?
You're the guy that's encouraging him to do... Get a Commandant Wireman.
No, Mr. Henry, please, not Commandant Wireman.
Get Commandant Wireman on the phone right now. You better tell your friend there, Watson, and the two of you guys just stay put, because I'm going to get the Commandant on the line. I'm getting sick and tired of this. Do you understand? That was crude, and it wasn't necessary.
Mr. Henry, we're soldiers. That's what we're taught to say. I wasn't born. I came out of the... You know...
I don't care what you're taught to say.
Yeah, line three.
Commandant Wireman.
Yes, Commandant Wireman. Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I've got two of your cadets here from the academy on the line.
Yes, sir.
One of them is Commandant, Cadet Collins.
Yes, Cadet Collins.
Yes, sir.
Stand at attention, please.
Yes, sir.
Who else?
I've got Cadet Watson, is it?
Watson. What did you get into this time, Watson?
Nothing, sir.
Stand at attention, Watson.
Yes, sir.
Did they get into something? Because something tells me they did.
Sir, they've been on my radio show acting completely not like the cadets that I know you want them to act. They have a decorum and...
Yes, to act. So I've told them, just so you know, I've got a little phlegm.
Yes, that's a problem you've had.
Yes, it is. I tell my cadets to act as if they're an officer and a general.
Yeah.
And a gentleman, sir, if you don't mind me interrupting.
I do mind. You will hold your tongue. You will hold your tongue. Or you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Now, I've told the two of them that they will kiss the gunner's daughter, be hung from the highest yardarm, they will be keel-hauled, or all of the above, if I hear so much as a mouse fart about their activities. And no sooner do I turn my back than Cadet Watson and this monstrosity, Cadet Collins and the monstrosity, Watson. And
it's kind of a harsh thing to call a young man.
Well, it isn't, because what this man has done, Watson went into an orphanage and diapered every baby in the orphanage, and then walked out and went to the store and bought formula for all of them. Now, can you imagine a soldier doing some sissy stuff like that?
I'm sorry.
That's right. How dare you know how to diaper a baby at the age of 17? And for you to feed them all formula and then buy them rattles.
Okay, this is a nut house. We'll be back, Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, what are you going to do to Michael Myers when you see him?
I'm going to make him my bitch.